This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good evening, Bradford sports fans, and welcome to Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. Tonight, it's Brian Piscatelli, James Patrick, and Gavin Piscatelli bringing you live Lady Owls action here from the Owls Nest in a District 9 league action against the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. So, James, the Lady Owls, they come in 1-3 on the young season here. And when I say young, it's not only a young season, but a young team.
Indeed. They're led by several. Well, not led, but a lot of freshmen on the team this year. And one of them's a starter. Several of them come off the bench. I know the coach is excited about the future.
Yeah. So the future's bright. But tonight, unfortunately, in front of them is kind of the juggernaut of, at least our classification in District 9, and it's the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. You know, they've come in, they've won a couple consecutive District 9 titles in the we're AAA classification here. So it's going to be a tough haul. You know, they come in, Lady Chucks come in 4-0. They went in, they started the season and won a tip-off tournament. And then they've gone on and they beat Oil City and Tyrone. So we do have a common opponent in Oil City. We both beat Oil City. Punxsutawney handled them very, very well. It was 63-26.
We got them by a point.
Yeah. And Punxsy's led by Powell. That's Avery Powell, number 25. And, she averages 20 points a game already in this young season. So, they still have their warm-ups on out there. I don't know which one she is yet. I'm not sure if she's a guard, forward, center, inside. So we'll have to see when it gets rolling. But like you said, the Lady Owls, it's Coach Picelli's second year coaching here. We have Chuck Bell, assistant coach. His first year assisting the Lady Owls, he was a former Owls head coach for a year and a longtime assistant coach as well on the boys' side. So, he brings a lot of experience to the game as well. But my first time seeing the Lady Owls play, so I'm actually excited to see what we're going to get here.
It was exciting to watch. They moved the ball well. They shot pretty well last game. Oil City was a tough opponent. One thing they didn't do well in the new rules with the 5 free throws per quarter, five fouls per quarter and 2 free throws, they did not shoot well from the line. I'm hoping that gets improved here tonight. It is a tough task. Punxsutawney girls have really dominated in all sports lately in District 9.
Volleyball, basketball, softball. So they're tough in our division here, our classification. But you talk about that new rule where it's when you get to that fifth foul within the quarter, you shoot 2 free throws. The PIAA is progressing a little bit in their rules, but there's one rule I'd love them to put out there, and that's the shot clock. Pennsylvania's got to get to the point where they get that shot clock going.
And we saw a little bit of that last game. Otto's really good at moving the ball. When the Lady Owls played Otto, they got the lead, and they just shut the clock down.
Yeah. So we got about 4 minutes here, so let's throw it back to the station. Nick, back at the station here for a couple advertisements from our sponsor. So we'll be back in a few. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision, This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Again, this is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. Tonight is District 9 League action against the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. So, James, you got a couple scores to go over here for the Owls and Lady Owls?
Yeah, out-of-town scoreboard, the JV Owls came up 2 points short, lost 36-34 down in Punxsutawney. And our Lady Owls here, they got handled pretty good in their JV game earlier.
Okay, so we've got a couple starting lineups here for Punxsutawney. We're going to have number 12, Burkett, number 21, Dover Spike, number 10, Greibel, number 23, McMahon, and number 25, Powell. And again, Powell seems to be the leading scorer here with about 20 points a game. On the season, her high is 25. For the Lady Owls, we got the Dixon sisters, Kaylee, number 14, Corey, number 3. We got Haley Keene, number 23, Alicia Johnson, number 30, and Mallory Craig, number 20. So it looks like we're going to do the national anthem, so we'll throw it back to the stadium for a few minutes. Again, this is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And now, let's meet tonight's starting lineups.
Welcome back again. This is Lady Owls Basketball. James Patrick, Brian Piscatelli, and Gavin Piscatelli on the call tonight. Something else that's new here in the Owls Nest, James, is the new floor. So we put in a new, the school district put in a brand new gym floor this year. Looks great. You know, it's got the two-tone. We got the lighter. The majority of court is the lighter color inside the three-point line. We have the darker color, Owl Country, on each side, and, of course, the large Owl logo in the middle. So it looks great.
It does look great, Brian. We talked about it last game, but I talked to Athletic Director Mike Erickson, and it's going to get it's even going to look nicer after the holidays, after the Christmas break. They're going to do some work on it.
Okay.
Shine it up a little bit.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. So, again, you know, first real league action here for either team. Like I said, you know, Punxsie, defending district champions. But the one thing, you know, just looking at the two teams out on the court right now, the Lady Owls have the definite height advantage.
They do.
Okay, so
they do.
Hopefully they can use that to their advantage here, you know, as you know, the, you know, getting the ball inside, on the boards, et cetera. But, you know, with Keene and, both Kaylee and Corey Dixon, you know, they got a lot of height inside. So hopefully they can take advantage of that.
Yeah. The bench is a little light tonight with, Keene being injured. They got to stay out of foul trouble as well. I'm sure Punxsie's fast. You're right about the size.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Punxsie's not putting a lot of size out there, of course. Now, it looks like Powell, number 25, we talked about her quite a bit here in the pregame. She's going to take the center jump. So she seems to be the tallest player, but she's still, you know, she's still 2-3 inches shorter than both Dixon's and Keene. So, again, you know, I don't know if she's an inside player, outside player, but hopefully we can nullify that with our height. So the Owls, Lady Owls win the jump over the timeline, working into their offense. We got Punxsutawney in a man-to-man, so we got Dixon on the right wing looking inside. Gets inside to Keene, but it's stolen away by Powell, and Powell's off and running. She's going to go coast-to-coast. She gets stopped, kicks it back out for a three, and that's good. And that's number 10, Greibel, and it's 3-0 right away, Punxsie.
Punxsie's got three-quarter court pressure here. The Owls break it.
Okay, Owls get it back inside. That's shot up by Dixon. That's blocked. Punxsie with a rebound. And again, they're off and running the other direction here. Up ahead, top of the key. Lady Owls also playing man-to-man tonight. But a little miscommunication there and a missed layup inside by Punxsutawney, and the Lady Owls are coming back the other way. And that's another turnover for the Lady Owls. You know, that was Alicia Johnson. I mean, she chapped her chest. She knew that was on her.
Yeah, a little hard with her pass underneath trying to hit Keene.
Yep. I mean, it was just a little bit too much mustard on that one, out of bounds on the end line. So Punxsutawney back into their offense. Again, Lady Owls still man-to-man. Punxsie works it around the top of the key, dribbles high, back up front. They're looking inside. Owls doing a nice job here on D. They're playing nice help defense, sagging off. But again, there's another three-pointer, and that's number 23. That's Emily McMahon. So it's 6-0 right away for the Lady Chucks.
And Mallory Craig just shot one up for the Lady Owls, and it goes off the rim out of bounds. Punxsie's going to gain possession.
Yeah, so, a minute and a half into the game here, the Lady Owls just kind of settle down offensively. It just looks like they're trying to press and push too much on the offensive end. As long as they just settle down, almost a travel there by Punxsutawney that she was able to stop. Now the Lady Owls switched it into a 1-3-1 half-court defense here, but the Chucks are able to get it inside, and that's Powell, number 25. She puts it up, and now that's 8-0 Lady Chucks over Lady Owls. And again, we still have that that press by Punxsutawney and another turnover for the Lady Owls. It was a long, kind of a half-court pass just over the head of the other player, but again, I think the Owls, Lady Owls just need to settle down just a little bit here. That's Powell again, and the Lady Chucks are 4 of 5 here from the field. That's 10 points, 4 for Powell. She leads all scores, and another steal by Punxsutawney.
It's hard to beat anybody when they're 4 for 5 from the field.
Yeah, and the only shot they missed was a layup inside. So they've gotten 2 3-pointers, about a 12-foot jumper, and about a 3-foot jumper, and then the missed layup. So
the Lady Owls did start off slow against Oil City, but this looks a little slower.
Yeah, so it's 10-0, 5:27 left to go in the first quarter here. Again, Lady Owls basketball here versus Punxsutawney. And there's another shot, and that's number 23 again. And that's McMahon. And she's got 5 to lead all scorers, so it's 12-0. That's Keene going the other way, and it's going to be another turnover as she lost the handle on that one as she was driving to the hoop. You say she's a freshman?
Yes.
So
there's a large, talented freshman class.
Yeah. So there's, like you said, at the beginning there, a lot to look for here in the future for the Lady Owls, as Kane looks like she'll turn out to be a real nice player. There's another 3 from Punxsutawney. That's long off the back iron, and that's going to be Keene again with a rebound. Tallest player in the court, and she's acting like the point guard bringing it up. And that's a 3.
Kaylee Dixon,
and that's a 3 by Kaylee, and that stops the bleeding a little bit, and it's 12-3. Punxsutawney with 4:39, and we got a foul on the Lady Owls here. That's going to be on Mallory Craig. That's her first, team first, and it's going to send Powell to the line for 2.
First one's up and on its way. It's good. 3 subs coming in for Punxsutawney. Sorry, 15-14-3.
Yep, and then we got number 32, Daisy Green, coming in for
Mallory Craig.
Lady Owls here.
Second free throw is up and on its way, and it's good.
And Green's got a lot of height too. So we got four Lady Owl players out there that have more height than the tallest Punxsutawney player, actually. So the Lady Owls break the press that time. And that's going to be a foul on Punxsutawney. That's going to be on number 3, Dobbins. Number 3, Dobbins. So that's their first. Team first. Lady Owl is going to inbound on the sideline. Gets it in. That's going to be Johnson up top. Still man-to-man defense by Punxsutawney. Johnson's trying to get into the offense. Throws it inside to Dixon. Dixon goes for the layup. No good. Keene fights for the rebound, but Punxsutawney pulls it away. Punxsie pushing it the other way, and they're going quick. Gets it inside to Powell, and she takes it up. That's missed, but she's going to go to the free throw line again. She made both the last time, and it's 14-3, and she's back for 2.
I don't think she hit the rim on the first 2, Brian.
No.
First one's up. And a little hard off the rim.
So she did miss that one. 2 for 3 so far.
I think the Lady Owls are feeling the effects of Kane being injured. She's a good ball handler. Second free throw is up. And off the mark.
No good.
Fight for the rebound.
Yeah, but Punxsie got the rebound. And that's nice ball movement. That's another 3 from the top of the key. No good. Lady Owls with the rebound. And that's going to be Dixon, and she's going to be fouled. So that's going to be the second foul on Punxsutawney. Two on each side here. The only difference is, you know, they got shooting fouls. They're shooting free throws, and we're not.
Yep.
Okay, we're getting fouled 90 feet from our own basket. So
Punksy's still with pressure.
Yeah, still pressing as the Lady Owls get it in, and that's going to be Keene bringing it up court. Oh, behind the back. Nice little move by Keene. Jumper off the rim, no good. And that's going to be Punksy with a rebound. And again, they're pushing it. And that's going to be up. Nice passing, but that's a little bit too hard. They had a girl free under the basket, and luckily that bounce pass a little bit too far ahead and went out of bounds. Going to be Lady Owls basketball.
Keene really showed some. There's a heave all the way down the court to Dixon. Takes it in, rebounded by Punksy.
Yeah, that was a nice play. I mean, Punxsutawney was face guarding there, and Dixon just released long. Unfortunately, she missed the layup at the other end. Now we got Punksy coming back the other way. Punksy got loose underneath, and that's going to be two more for Punxsutawney. That's number 15, Wazinski. So that's 16-3 now. Lady Chucks lead the Lady Owls here with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Still applying pressure on the ball.
And that's another steal by Punxsutawney ahead. That's going to be number 15, and that's good. So that's 18. And so we're going to take a timeout here as Coach Chuck Bell takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls basketball. With 3 minutes exactly to go here in the first quarter, Lady Owls are down by 15 points, scores 18-3. And, Rogie, this defense by Punxsutawney is just tough as there's another turnover by the Lady Owls as Powell gets a steal and Punxy's going the other way and that layup is up and good. That makes it to 20-3. I mean, it's just been suffocating. The one thing Punxsutawney has done, though, they've dropped back and they're no longer pressing, full court, three-quarter court. They're picking up half court.
They did drop back a little bit. There's Alyssa Johnson driving down the lane.
So back, Lady Owls again. Unfortunately, another turnover, and there goes Punksy the other way again. They just release players, and it's 22-3. Very quickly here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's just this again this suffocating defense here by Punxsutawney, and it just doesn't appear they're going to let up here. They're just going to keep on rolling.
Yeah. They're just put their starters back in, actually.
That's almost another steal by Powell as Lady Owls make a sub here. And this is going to be Craig back in, Johnson out. So we got Dixon, Keene, Craig, and Green on the court for the Lady Owls. Lady Owls inbound, get it up front to Keene. Again, closely guarded by Punxsutawney. Bradford really cannot get into their offense. And Keene looks like she stepped out on the end line there. I thought maybe they would have got a little bit of a shove, but referee went the other way with the step out. So
Keene's got really good dribbling skills. She put a nice move on earlier, just missed the shot.
And then there's another layup by Punxsutawney Chucks, and now it's 24-3. Punksy's suffocating on the defensive end, and then they're really, really executing well on the offensive end with a lot of screens and cutting, and that's Dixon running in, and that's going to be Callie Dixon.
Nice strong move by Callie Dixon.
So that's 24-5. for and she leads, Lady Owls with all 5 points there. So minutes ago here again, 24-5. Just a tough start here on the home court here for the Lady Owls. Punxsutawney gets it in. That's a nice block inside there. And that was Corey Dixon, I believe, with that block inside. Lady Owls bringing across the timeline. That's going to be Kelly Dixon on the left wing. She's looking to get that offense started. Comes up, and that's going to be Craig setting the screen. Dixon driving. She's shut down. That's inside for Keene, and that's knocked away. And Punxsy's going to slow it down a little bit. They get inside again, and that's going to be a shot up. No good, but Punxsy. They had the rebound. Oh, I thought maybe that was off of Punxsy from my vantage point, but the referee was a lot closer than I was.
Dover Spike for Punxsy fought really hard for that, and it did knock it off of Lady Owl.
Yeah, so it's going to be Punxsy inbounding underneath the basket. Lady Owl still in man-to-man defense. Punxsy rotates top. That's a nice little back cut. That was a little two-man game over there on the wing as, the Punxsy player set the screen, rolled to the hoop, and that made it 26-5. Lady Chucks here with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. So this is going to be Keene up top. Again, tallest player in the court, and she seems to be handling the ball for the Lady Owls. Almost another steal by Punxsutawney. Dixon with a shot. Bank, no good. Rebound inside, and it's going to stay. It's going to stay Lady Owls ball with 4.8. They got to be cognizant of the time here, James, because they only got 4.8, so they're going to get a shot up quick. Lady Owls looking to get it in. They get it inside to Dixon. Nice little pass to her sister, and that was a nice little two-man game there.
That was some good, very good ball movement there with 4 seconds to go.
So that's the end of the first quarter. Unfortunately, the Lady Owls on the wrong end of the scoreboard here. It's 26-7. We'll be back in a few minutes for second quarter and a recap of the first quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest again. The tough first 8 minutes there for the Lady Owls. 26-7 is that score as we stand after the first quarter. And it was kind of a game of runs there for the Lady Chucks. They started the game on a 12-0 run before we scored that first three-pointer. And then they go on another 12-0 run before we score our next bucket. And it was 24-5 really before we got into the game, into 26-7. So here we go. Looks like we got the starters back out there for the Lady Owls. Punxsutawney with the ball. They're in the offensive zone. That's another three-pointer. That's up. No good. That's going to be Dixon inside for the rebound. She's going to bring it up herself. Well, I correct myself. So we got Green in there. So we got Dixon, Green, Keene, and Craig for the Lady Owls. That's going to be another steal by Punxsutawney as we tried to get the ball inside to Keene.
Just suffocating defense, Brian.
Yeah, it's that, and I think it's just a little bit of nerves here for the young Lady Owls, just trying to gauge, that pressure. I mean, it is in your face defensive pressure, but they just got to settle down a little bit and work the offense. That's going to be another three by Punxsutawney. That's a long rebound that Punxsy gets, but then Craig steals it back.
Strong move by Craig.
So we got Dixon bringing it up over the timeline. She better hurry because she might get a 10-second call here. There she goes. So we're looking for a screen up top. She picks up her dribble, and that's going to be another turnover by the Lady Owls. But that's some nice hustle there. Is that Craig on the floor?
It is.
That's Craig on the floor. So she had a great rebound at the defensive end, and then comes right back in the next possession and has some nice hustle and gets that loose ball. So it's going to be Lady Owls inbounding. We got Johnson coming back in the game for Craig. Craig, that was a nice start to the second quarter there for Craig.
It was.
So we got Dixon, Green, Keene, and Johnson here for the Lady Owls. Punksy's still in that man-to-man. Again, 26-7, minute and a half into the second quarter. This is Johnson up top. Again, trying to get that offense going. But the one thing that Punksy's doing, James, is, you know, when we set a screen, they're just switching automatically. Okay, and so that's where that person setting the screen really has to roll to the basket and they'll be open. And that's exactly what Punksy's doing to us on our end. You know, they set that screen and then they roll. Oh, on this end, you know, we're just holding that screen and then the player's switching. As soon as they make that screen, if they roll to the basket, they're going to be open. So here we go. Lady Owl is coming back the other way. Still 2 minutes in here, and it's still 26-7. This is Dixon on the left wing. Shot up, no good. Tries to get her own rebound, but that's Powell coming back the other way for Punksy, and looks like she's going to go coast-to-coast. Left-handed layup is up, and it's good. Yeah, she's a nice little player there, Powell. And so she's got, 8 points for Powell? So that's 28-7.
Alyssa Johnson with the ball out at the three-point line, looking down low to Keene, into Keene, up for a jumper, a little long. Rebounded by...
That's Corey Dixon.
That's Corey, yes, her sister, and she's fouled.
Yep, so Corey's going to go to the line. She's going to shoot two. So that foul was looks like maybe Powell? It's, oh, no, 23, I'm sorry.
McMahon.
So 23 McMahon. So...
Corey Dixon here, first one's up, and good.
So that's 3 points for Corey. 28-8 here, the Lady Owls. They're on the short end here.
Second free throw is up, and it's good.
All right, 28-9. So very encouraging there for the Lady Owls as, it's a much better start here to the second quarter than we had to the game. They've kind of settled in a little bit. Punksy's still moving the ball up top. That's Powell. Kicks it in the corner. Passes up the three. Drives to the basket. A little scoop shot. That was a nice little scoop shot up and under. And so that was Burkett. And that's her first basket of the game. So that's 30-9. Punksy leads with 5 minutes to go in the first half.
And they've currently got six different scorers, Brian. They are all getting involved.
And that's another turnover by the Lady Owls as we tried to throw it inside again. But then you blink, and here's Powell going the other way. But that's just a spectacular, spectacular block by Keene as she caught up. And she sent that one about 8 feet up into the wall behind the basket. So that was really nice hustle. And again, this is, you know, she blocked Powell, who's a 20-point scorer here, averaging per game. So maybe that'll give a little life into the Lady Owls here. That's going to be Punksy driving, no good, and that's going to be Dixon again for the rebound. Over to Johnson. They're going to get it over the timeline. So again, Dixon, Johnson, Green, and Keene on the court for the Lady Owls. That's over to Dixon, top of the key left wing. She's trying to drive, but she's shut down. But she is going to try to get to the basket and a little runner up, and she gets the shot up and fouled. So she's going to go to the line. Hopefully she can do what her sister just did. Her sister put in two. Hopefully she can do the same.
Yeah, that would be nice. She very strong move down. It looked like she was pinned in the corner, and she got around him and got fouled underneath the basket. First one's going to be up and good.
So there we go. That's three straight free throws by the Dixon girls. So 30-10. So we're in the double digits here for the Lady Owls.
Second free throw's up and good.
So 30-11. So again, four straight free throws. We got a little, and there's another block. That was a layup coming inside by Punxsutawney, and that was going to be Callie Dixon. With that block, and she's fouled as she grabbed the ball after the block. So we're coming back the other way. That's three.
That's on Powell.
That's Powell, her first. That's three fouls for the Lady Chucks. So we'll see if we can get to the line here with this new PIAA rule and see if we can get that fifth foul here. So Johnson over the timeline, dribbling right top of the key. Oh, she traveled. Yep. She stopped because she was going to make that pass, but the problem was Punxsutawney anticipated that they were in the passing lane, and so she kind of double pumped that pass and ended up traveling. So we got Punxsutawney going the other way. That's top of the key. They're rotating it around. They move the ball really well, but then they get it down to the outside, and there's a steal by Corey Dixon. The one thing that the Lady Owls have to learn is use that end line as that sixth defender. You know, they're getting beat a lot along that end line. If they move their feet, plant their foot on that end line, now they got that. Ooh,
10 seconds.
10 seconds. That's something that you don't normally see. I didn't catch the clock time there when they inbounded it, but you know, it was a little bit. Johnson was a little bit slow getting it up and over, and she was just at half court when they blew that whistle. But there again, like I said, I was talking about that end line. If the Lady Owls move their feet, get down to that end line, plant her foot, Punxsie can't get through there. And that's, you know, just use the end line and the sideline as that sixth defender. So Punxsutawney moving the ball up top of the key, left wing. They're, again, down the middle of the lane. But they're shut down by the Lady Owls. So the Lady Owls are playing much, much better defense here in the second quarter. They're really helping each other and calling out the screens. Again, that's a drive inside. But the height of the Lady Owls is negating a lot of this. As Punxsie tries to drive inside, and they get shut down just by the length of the Lady Owls.
It does look like a different Lady Owls team here in the second quarter. Coach Bocelli must have had a nice in-between quarter speech there.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that 24-5 run to start the game. You look at that, and we're even at 6-6 after that. You know, 24-5. And it's 30-11, so, you know, we're even at 6-6 after that little run with 2:30 to go here. So it's going to be Lady Owls ball inbounding under their own basket. Again, 30-11. That's a shot by Dixon, and that's – oh, it went in, but unfortunately it went up and hit the cable above the basket, and that's out of bounds. Anything above that – any structure hanging above that backboard is going to be out of bounds. So Punxsie coming back the other way. 2:23 to go. Again, very nice defense here by the Lady Owls. They've kind of settled into this game. This is Punxsie at the top of the key, taking a look. One thing they don't, when they dribble, they're dribbling with a purpose to go somewhere. Otherwise, they're really passing the ball around. Now, that's a purpose going to the basket, and that's another block by the Lady Owls, but that's Powell with a rebound, and that's going to be long, and that's going to be another rebound by Dixon. So, again, great defense here for this so far for the 6 minutes into the second quarter, as this is Johnson dribbling down court, knocked away by Punxsutawney. So it's going to be Lady Owls ball.
Yeah, credit to the coaching staff and the girls for staying, first of all, staying in the game and really coming, you know, looks like they're playing a lot harder right now.
Yeah, again, like I said, it's been even ball since that 24-5 start here. So we got Dixon up top. We got a minute 40 to go in the game. They're looking inside to Keene with that height. Keene got held, and they're going to call a travel.
Oh,
I kind of thought that was going to be a hold. Coach Bell, he's chuckling a little bit on that one.
That would have been an N1 as well. Yeah. She put the basket in.
He's chuckling a little bit, you know. But, you know, that's what the freshmen do. They don't get the calls, you know. Just a tough one there. But Punxsie inside, that's going to be Powell going the other way. And now that's 32-11 with a minute 15 to go. But that's something that Keene's got to learn to just push aside, you know, and go right back at her again. I mean, they have this height inside. Take it right back at her. Next time maybe a little bit of a power dribble. We got Dixon inside. That's up off the backboard. Keene with a rebound up, and there you go.
Nice, so strong rebound and a putback for her first two.
Yeah, so that's 32. That's 32-13, and that's Punxsie pushing it the other way. No good. Lady Owls with the rebound, pushing it up to Keene again. Just a little bit too hard. It's going to be Punxsie ball, 44 seconds to go here as they sub out. But again, you know, that's what they needed to do. You know, she was a little bit frustrated, wanted the fall, got the travel, but we went right back. She was able to get a really nice offensive rebound, put it back up. And now she's got her first points of the game, so she can settle in.
And we're really doing a good job on the defensive boards here. Punxsie cooled off, certainly. They hit their first 7 out of 8 shots or something.
Yeah.
But every miss now has been our rebound, so that's good.
All right, that was a turnover by the Lady Chucks. Bradford gets the ball in. This is Johnson. She's going strong. She kicks it back out top to Dixon. Dixon over to her sister. She's going to drive up and under, and that's good.
Nice.
So that's two more for Kaylee. And now that's going to be 32-15 here with 11 seconds. Punks is going to take a three. No good. Lady Owls with a rebound. And it's going to be, oh, no, I thought a jump ball. But now it's 2 seconds, and they're just going to walk it off here. So very, very good. Very good second quarter there for the Lady Chucks. At halftime, it's 32-15. We're going to send it back to the station. We'll come back, and it's going to be, you know, Gavin Piscatelli with the halftime stats and first half recap here. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
No young person should ever have to worry about having a safe place to sleep at night, or whether anyone cares about them.
But the reality is, 1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year.
For over 50 years, Covenant House has been helping youth in crisis and giving them the support and tools they need to succeed in life. To learn more, go to covenanthouse.org today. Thank you for caring.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering. From emergency to aid. From crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest, as it is halftime here for the Lady Owls games between the Lady Chuck. It is currently 32-15 in favor of Punxsutawney. We're going to do a little first half recap here. First, we're going to go through the leading scores for the Lady Chucks. Leading them is Avery Powell. She averages 20 on the year. Halfway through this game, she's at 10. So she's on pace to meet her average. After that, we have 2 with 7, Danielle Griebel and Emily McMahon. After them, it's Emily Wisniewski with 4, and then Olivia Burkett and Riley Doverspike with 2, for a total of 32. Now for the Lady Owls. Their leading scorer in that first half was Callie Dixon. She had 9. Her sister Corey Dixon had 4, and Haley Keene added 2. So it's 32-15. After the first, it was 26-7, and Punxsutawney actually had a lead up to 21 points. However, in that second quarter, the Lady Owls won it 8-6, thanks to a very, very good defense inside. First quarter, Lady Chucks could get almost any shot they wanted. Dribble drive, handoffs, and a lot of fast break. However, Lady Owls really slowed them in the second as they just give up 6 points as compared to 26 in the first. In the second half, you know, you'd really like to see more inside ball with Haley Keene, tallest player out on that court, and she's just been up and down hustling. We would also do have a score update as far as the Owls and Boys Owls in Punxsutawney. They are up 24-18 in Punxsutawney. We will provide more updates as the game goes on. Just to recap again, Punxsutawney leading 32-15. Started the game on a 12-0 run. They had an 18-3 lead with 3:02 left in the first. But the Lady Owls come storming back. You know, they're only down 17 right now. So if you think this third quarter, you outscore the Lady Chucks by 10. It's a single-digit ball game and anything to play for in the fourth. We have about 4 minutes left until the second half is underway as both teams take the court. So we're going to send it back to the station, and James Patrick and Brian Piscatelli will have the second half for you.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest here as we're wrapping up halftime of the District 9 opener here for the Lady Owls. Again, 32-15, Lady Chucks leading your Lady Owls here. But, you know, as Gavin mentioned there at halftime, 8-6, they won that second quarter. We slowed it down a little bit. We took care of the ball, played a lot better defense. We rebounded inside, and we outscored them 8-6. What really spurred that Punxy offense there in the first quarter was just the Lady Owls turnovers. So we negated a lot of those turnovers, James, and then that negated, that Punxy offense rolling the other way.
Indeed it did. credit once again to the coaching staff and the girls for staying in the game. They were down a lot. I'm sure they're just going to try to improve. It's a tough task to come back from 17 points here, but let's see if we can outscore them here in the third.
Yeah, I mean, you know, looking back, it was 24-3. And then since then, it's, you know, it's been, 8-12. So again, we outscored them 12-8 over that, you know, from that, about that 1 minute, 30 second point of the first quarter on. But like you said, we just have to continue that. You know, I gotta believe that Punksy's gonna come out and still pressure us a little bit. You know, especially at half, just to see how we handle it. Let's see. It looks like we're going to go back to the original starters as Dixon, Keen, Craig, and Johnson are going to take the court. So, again, 32-15. Punksy's going to inbound. Looks like Bradford is going to play a little bit of a 1-3-1, a little matchup zone. Trying to see here. Looks like kind of just a little bit of a switching man-to-man here. They're definitely man-to-man, just switching, just sagging off a little bit. So, you know, Punksy kind of beat us on that dribble a little bit. Now they're just sagging off. So we got Punksy dribble in the middle lane, top of the key to Powell. She's going to rotate it left. Again, that Lady Owls defense is really helping one another as Punksy gets past the defender, and that's going to be another block for the Lady Owls, but it's saved by Punxsutawney in by Powell, and she's shut down by Johnson. So back up top of the key, Punksy's moving the ball. You know, they're working on 45 seconds, and that shot's up, no good. Lady Owls with the rebound. So nice defense there as Punxsutawney pretty much took up 1 minute of that third quarter. They got one layup, missed it. Lady Owls with the rebound. Now we're coming the other way. So that's Johnson, top of the key. She's dribble driving. She puts the shot up, and that's no good. That's going to be out of bounds. Off the rebound, and it's going to be Punxsutawney ball.
One thing about Punxsutawney, all five girls out there for their starting lineup, they can all handle the ball well. Now they did a lot of passing there, but really good defense by your Lady Owls.
Yeah, they definitely can. Punxsutawney doesn't have a lot of size here. They just moved the ball. They shot the ball well there to start the game, but kind of fizzled off there a little bit. That's another shot by Punxsutawney, about a 6-footer, no good. Powell's going to work the ball in the middle of the lane, kicks it back out. Again, they like to drive right to the middle of that lane, but this Lady Owls defense is really shutting them down, and that's going to be another. Yeah, okay, good. So yeah. That's another missed layup by Punxsutawney. Bradford comes down with a rebound, and that was a shove from behind on Punxsutawney, pushed her right out of bounds. So that's the first team foul for Punxsutawney. That's on number 25, Powell, and that's her second. It'd be nice to get a couple more on her.
Yeah, nice rebound that time by Mallory Craig, and then she was pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, that was almost another 10-second call there on Johnson. I think she's got to pay a little more attention to that and just get the ball up a little bit quicker. She's Punxsutawney with a steal going the other way, and that's two for Punksy. So now it's 34-15, Punxsutawney.
That was Dover Spike. She has 4 points now.
So, again, Punksy, they're picking up a full court man. That's going to be another was almost a steal by Punksy, but it slapped it right to Johnson. Johnson gets it. She's in trouble, and she throws it away, looking for Keen inside. Here comes Powell the other way, and she's pushing it. Little crossover, left-handed layup, and that's up and good. That's 4 quick points there for Punksy in the last 30 seconds or so. So now it's 36-15.
Looks a lot like the start of the game, Brian.
Yeah, and again, Johnson's got to get that ball over half court much quicker.
She stepped back.
Yeah, so she's just got to get into the offense. You know, get over the volleyball, the 6-foot line for the volleyball, and get through there and then get into the offense. You know, we already have that 1 10-second call. Now we got a kind of an over and back there. But she'll learn. Again, young Lady Owls team here. She'll definitely learn. And that's the one thing in games like this, when you're down 20 points, that's what you want to do is you want to have, you know, lessons learned here. You know, what can you carry into that next game that's going to help you in a situation? So that's going to be, that's going to be a foul on Keen. There was a pass going up front, and so Keen with a little bit of a shove there. It's going to be Punksy ball.
Kaylee Dixon got another strong rebound on a missed Punksy shot and tried to outlet it to Keen.
So, again, 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. That's Keene's first. 36-15, Lady Chucks. The Lady Owls have not scored yet here in this third quarter, and that was, I thought they were going to get a little bit of a travel there, but I guess you kept that 1 foot down. That's Punxsutawney with a rebound inside, and that's Keene with a rebound. So, you know, I thought we were going to get the travel. She continued on for the layup, missed it. Punxsy got the rebound, missed the second shot, and that was Keene on the rebound there. Now we got the Lady Owls coming the other way, and looks like we got a moving screen on Corey Dixon. Yeah, so we got that moving screen. They call it a charge, moving screen, whatever you want to call it there on Corey. She wasn't quite set when Johnson was coming around the end there. So Punxsutawney over the timeline, quickly into their offense, and they don't mess around. You know, they get right into that lane. That's going to be a long three. That's no good. And that's going to be Craig with a rebound, and she's fouled. So tough, tough rebound there. Let's see if that's going to be on Powell. She was in the mix. Nope, that was on number 15.
Wasinski.
Or 14, sorry, 14. 14. That's her first. Both teams have two fouls here in the second half. Again, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 36-15. Johnson did a really, really good job there getting that ball over the timeline very quickly. So that was a pass inside for Keene. It was knocked away by Punxsutawney.
Just that split second that our girls are taking the time to decide to pass it. Punxsy's getting in the lane.
Yeah, it's just a lot more fluid on the other end with Punxsutawney. But again, this is the experience that the Lady Owls lack here. You know, Punxsutawney's got a lot more experience on the court. We get the ball inside to Keene. That shot's up. No good. That's going to be tipped out by Punxsy. It's going to be Bradford ball. So, again, they're trying to use that height advantage and get the ball inside to Keene, Dixon, and even Green when she's in the game. So Bradford inbounds. That's going to be Dixon to Dixon. And she takes a little step back jumper, and that's good. She kind of gave it that little forearm shiver there. And she pushed that.
Yeah, she might have got a little away with it, little offensive.
Pushed that defender right out of the way. And, you know, so now it's 36-17. And
travel.
That's going to be a travel. Yes, a little travel on Punxsy has moved her feet before she put the ball down. So hopefully we can get to a little bit of rhythm here. You know, it'd be nice if you could get it back down, you know, 10-12, you know, point deficit here going into the fourth, and you never know what can happen. You know, Johnson, that was a nice move by her. Little jumper, and that's off the front of the rim, no good. And that's going to be Dixon inside with a rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled. So she's going to go to the line. Let's see, that might be on Powell. Let's see. 14 again. That's two on her.
Kaylee Dixon going to be at the line here shooting two. First one's up and a little short.
Yeah, just off the front of the rim there. She's got one left.
Second one's up and good.
So 36-18. Owls trying to claw back into this one. Lady Owls trying to claw back into it. Inside, that's shut down again by the Lady Owls. And Punxsy stuck again, and the ball in the corner. Baseline drive, and nice little bounce pass to Powell, and that's up and good. That's 38-18. You know, again, they got past us on that baseline. That's where we got to move the feet, put that foot on that baseline, not let them by. Use that as that sixth defender. And inside, instead, they had that little bounce pass and layup by Powell. And then on the other end here, the Owls throw it inside to Keene. Pass a little bit too low, out of bounds, and it looks like Green's going to check in here at the next whistle.
This Punxsutawney team looks like they have five point guards out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a motion offense up top. And again, there's another one where it's basket's good. We got the foul. Punxsy's going to go to the line. That's number 14. That's Burkett. Again, they beat us baseline. So it's really where you gotta put that foot on that baseline and not let them pass. You know, we've seen that, you know, two or three different times here. So we got a couple subs in here for the game for the Lady Owls. So we have 32 is Daisy Green, and it looks like number 21, Addie Carter, for her first few minutes here for the Lady Owls. So, again, and now we have five very, very tall players. You know, all five of the Lady Owls players on the floor, you know, have more height than the tallest Punxsie player. And that's going to be Dixon inside, up off the board. And that's two for her.
Yeah, she's
and
strong inside.
So it's 41 to 20. And then Punxsie, all right, so that was almost a 10-second call there as Punxsie. I wasn't quite sure why they were going. They were holding the ball over half court there, but they did. Punxsie moves it around inside, up and under, and that's good.
See, now Tori Keene stuck that foot, or Corey Keene, she stuck that foot like you talked about there, cut that girl off the baseline.
Yep, and that's what they need to do, and they'll learn. They'll learn that. The coaching staff, Bocelli and Bell, you know, they'll break down this film and they'll see that. That's going to be Carter up top, throwing it over to Dixon. Dixon looks inside. That's shut down. She backs it off. She's calling out the offense. Bell's calling out the play. There's Green flashing by. Picked up her dribble, throws it into her sister inside. That layup's no good. That's going to be Carter up for the shot. No good. Dixon with the rebound. No good. Couple good looks there by the Lady Owls. Again, that height that they have, you know, is really helping them on the boards. You know, just couldn't convert. And that's going to be a turnover on Punxsie, as that was, you know, great, great defense there by Addie Carter up top, and it caused that carry by Punxsutawney.
Lady Owls are still hustling here.
Yeah, so a minute to go here in the third. It's 43 to 20. You know, that's going to be almost another steal. Punxsie just overplays that passing lane. And that's something where that Lady Owl, you know, come out, fake that pass, and immediately go back door, and you're going to be wide open because Punxsie's overplaying every one of those passing lanes. So the backdoor opportunity is going to be open there for the Lady Owls. That's going to be Dixon over to Green. Green back to Dixon. Dixon on the left wing. She's looking inside for Keene. Keene's not there. She does get it into Keene. Keene gets it over. She tried to get it to Corey Dixon, but that was stolen. Coming back the other way, it's going to be Punxsutawney. We got 37 seconds. Looks like a little 1-3-1 zone here by the Lady Owls. And another block by Keene. And then Punxsie tried to get the rebound and couldn't handle it. It's going to be out of bounds. Punxsie coming back, Lady Owls ball.
Yeah, Keene put that one right back in her face and went off her out of bounds.
Yep, so Johnson checks back in. Corey Dixon's going to check out. So we got Johnson, Dixon, Carter, Keene, and Green on the court for the Lady Owls. Johnson over the timeline. Goes by a screen from Dixon. Dixon rolls, gets it inside to Keene. Keene takes a look, and she's tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Lady Owls basketball.
A little bit of attitude there by the ninth grader.
Yeah. You know,
good to see that.
Yep. But she's got to learn, when she's the tallest player in the court, keep that ball high. You know, you put that ball down by your waist or your knees, yep. Anybody's going to get it. You keep it high like she did there. Oh. She caught that pass, kept it above her shoulder, and it went in with 10 seconds to go. So that's 43 to 22, and that's two more for Keene. And that's going to be a moving. That's going to be a moving screen charge.
McMahon.
Yeah, so we got 5 seconds here. 22. It's going to be 22 to 43 Lady Owls. We're going to inbound. It looks like it's going to be Dixon inbounding for Johnson. Punxsie, of course, is going to press. Throws it into Keene. Keene's going to have to go quickly here if we want to get something. Back to Dixon, 2 seconds. And that's going to be a steal by Punxsie, but nobody gets a shot off. So it's the end of the third, and Lady Owls are down 43 to 22. We're going to send it back to the station for a few, you know, a few words from our sponsors. And again, this is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Again, we're getting ready to start the fourth quarter here, and it's District 9 League action between the Lady Chucks, visiting Lady Chucks, and your home team, the Lady Owls. 43-22. A little 11-7. You know, the Chucks won that quarter 11-7. But you know, I like the attitude. I like the play by the Lady Owls. You know, they're settling into the game much better than how they started. You know, that just that tough 24-3 out of the gate just really set them back. I mean, you erase that, and you know we got a 6-7 point game here. So again, Punxsutawney with a ball, they're over the timeline. Lady Owls in that man-to-man defense. It looks like we're back to the starters with Craig Johnson, Dixon, and Keene. That's Punxsy. And again, Punxsy likes to get that ball into that lane quickly, and from there they can dish it. But what the Lady Owls have adjusted since that first quarter is just that help side defense is really collapsing in. And you know, force them to shoot the ball from the outside. But there's another layup for Punxsutawney. That's no good. Tip back out. Punxsy with a rebound. So they're setting it back up. That's going to be about a 10-footer, and that's going to be up and no good. That's going to be Powell with a rebound. Again, inside, about four bounce passes. That's no good. And then we got Keene with the rebound. So, again, good defense there. You know, Punxsy's holding the ball for quite a long time. That was about a 50-second offensive stanza there by Punxsutawney, and they come out empty. So Lady Owls, that's going to be about a 13-footer from Dixon, top of the key, and that was almost in. It kind of hit the flat part of the back iron and kind of died a little bit and then rolled off the front edge. That's Johnson on the D. Punxsy pushing it. 6-footer, no good. That's going to be Dixon with a rebound.
Very impressed with the effort for the Lady Owls. They're not giving up. They're fighting.
Yep, and there's Johnson, you know, running over half court there, so she doesn't get that 10-second call. We're going inside to Dixon. Dixon going to drive up, no good. Keene with a rebound and puts it back up, and that's good. So 24-43, and that's going to be Keene with two. Punxsy back the other way. That shot is up, and that's good. So 45-24. You know, one thing is, you know, like you said, Rogie, all five can handle the ball. So it's, whoever gets it is just going the other way. And that's going to be Johnson gets the ball tipped away. She's coming back the other way, gets it to Dixon. Dixon looks inside to Keene again. Keene up strong. Nice move. That shot's up. No good. She's going to the line. I think that's going to be on Powell this time. Let's see who she's going to get.
Real strong move inside by Keene.
Nope, on 12.
Burkett.
Okay, so, you know, Powell's in the mix on every one of these, but it seems to go to somebody else.
Well, you talked about reputation, Brian.
Yep.
She's one of the leading scorers in the district, and someday Keene may be.
Yeah.
First one was up and good.
So 45-25, 6 minutes to go here.
Second free throw's up and good.
45-26, second free throw. Okay, so Punxsy again, they're all the way down on the end line, got the ball inside, back up top, passes up the three, going to drive in the middle of the lane, kicks out for another three, that looks good, that's off the front of the rim, that's no good. Good hustle by the Lady Owls, and that's going to be Johnson on the floor with the rebound, and she's tied up, and it's going to be Lady Owls' ball coming out of the quarter because Punxsy started the quarter with the ball. So Lady Owls ball here. We got 5.5 to go in the game. Almost a violation there by Dixon as she was trying to throw the ball in and Johnson was calling out a play. She was able to recover, get it in. Now that's going to be Dixon over the timeline. That's out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Owls ball. Dixon thought it went off of her,
yep.
And it may have, the way she reacted, but the referee saw it differently, and it's going to be Bradford ball. 5:20 to go, 45-26. Johnson almost over and back as she was straddling that line. Throws it inside to Keene. That's stolen away. Punxsy coming back the other way, again pushing it. Punxsy right down the middle of the lane. Nice stop by Lady Owls. That's a long three, about 4 or 5 feet behind a three-point line by Punxsutawney. That's no good off the back iron. So we got Johnson coming the other way. She's getting close to the timeline. Get over before you get to 10. There we go. Got over. Don't back up too far. So we got Dixon calling out the play. She's on the left. You know, she's got an aggressive dribble there, and now she's got that push-off, it looks like. We got an injury on Punksy, but I think we got a push off on Dixon. So we're going to take an injury timeout here. So we'll be back in a minute. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. As we just had an injured player, that was Dover Spike there for the Lady Chucks. Looked like a right ankle. She was able to walk off with the help of the Bradford trainer and one of the Punksy coaches there. Mona does a great job training here. So there seems to be a confusion on a substitution here. We had a sub at the table, that Green, but it sounds like the referees weren't going to let her in the game, so she's going to have to wait until the next whistle. So Punxsutawney again drives baseline, kicks it inside. That was the Powell outside. That's going to be a little runner, no good, and that's going to be a rebound. Johnson going the other way, looking ahead. She had Craig. That would have been a tough little pass. She elected not to throw it. Probably a good choice on her part. That's going to be Dixon, top of the key, heavily guarded there by Punxsutawney. Dixon drives, and she's getting held there as she drives to the basket. That's going to be a block. And now Green gets to come in the game. And that's going to be Craig coming out. It's going to be Bradford ball underneath.
Well, I thought they were going to give her two shots on that. Kaylee was driving to the hole.
Yeah, that's one that could go either way, James. That's going to be a nice little runner there by Johnson. And then we got Dixon on the rebound, and she's held. So it's going to be Lady Owl's ball again underneath. That's on – who is that?
That's Dobbins.
Dobbins, and that's her fifth. So Dobbins is going to be – she's going to be out of the game here with five fouls. I don't think the coaching staff realizes what's going on here. You know, the scoring table gets it to the referee, but she's still on the court.
No, she came off.
Okay. So she did come off. All right, we're good. So she's out of the game. We get it inside to Keen. Keen throws it up, and it's no good, but she's fouled. Going to go to the line for two here. 4:02 to go. Lady Owls down 45-26.
That's a third foul on Powell down low. Keen will be at the free throw line for two. They got the ball inbounds to Keen, and she's strong. She's a freshman, but she's strong. First free throw's up and good.
So 45-27, second free throw coming.
Second one is good.
Front of the rim, good. 45-28. That's four made free throws here in the second half for Keen. That's going to be Powell inside. The lefty goes up for the layup, and that's good. So it's 47-28.
Powell's working on trying to get her average. She's up to 16.
Yeah, I think she might get there, James. That's going to be Keen inside. She turns around, takes the shot. It's going to be Green with a rebound, puts it up. Keen with a rebound, puts it up. And it's going to be a tie-up. It's going to be Punksy ball here. 3:30 to go. 28-47. A lot of fight left in the Lady Owls.
They are fighting hard for those rebounds.
Yeah, they're fighting hard. They're playing good D. Things just aren't going their way on that, on that offensive end, though. Oh, that's Punksy driving down the middle of the lane, kicks it back out. They move the ball very nice. you know, they it's like I said, they dribble with a purpose to go somewhere, and that's a little, wow, that was a beautiful little up and under there by number 10, Greibel. She was kind of stuck, a little kind of a 360 up and under, and went in. So Lady Owls gets the ball over top of the key. That's going to be Dixon. Dixon goes in for the layup. She's fouled, and she's going to go to the line for two. Importantly, this is the fifth team foul for Punxsutawney. So here on out, we're going to have the two free throws here for any foul.
Yeah, maybe we can cut into that lead and be proud of how they finished the game. First free throw's up and a little bit too strong.
So Carter's going to check in, and looks like Green's out. Okay, so we got Johnson, Carter, Dixon, Keene on the court for the Lady Owls.
Second free throw's up, but it's short. Rebounded by her sister, Tori Keene.
Ball bounced around a little bit. It's tie up. It's going to be Lady Owl's ball. So it's going to stay at this end. Keene was tied up by a couple Punxsutawney girls. You know, as you mentioned, nice strong rebound by Corey as Kaylee missed that free throw. But Lady Owl's going to inbound. That's Corey underneath. Gets it into Keene. Keene looks. She's going to drive. She's... Oh, double dribble. I missed that one. My view was a little bit obstructed down there in the corner. I kind of thought it might have been a little bit of a trip, but we're going the other way with a double dribble. Punxsutawney quickly over the timeline. 2:30 to go here in the game. 28-49, Lady Owls losing. So that's Punxy driving in again. That layup is strong, no good. Johnson tried for the rebound, tipped it out, but it went right to a Punxy player. Another hard drive, no good for Punxsutawney, and that's going to be Corey Dixon with a rebound. Johnson over the timeline, working into the offense. So we got Johnson inside to Corey.
Beautiful pass.
She's fouled. But, you know, that was that backdoor cut. You know, yep. Punxy's overplaying. Yeah. They're overplaying the players on the wing. And Corey did a nice job going backdoor. Johnson, you know, hit her. She goes up for the layup. She's fouled, so she's going to go to the line and shoot two here.
And that is the fourth foul on Powell for Punxy. First one's up.
In and out.
In and out off both sides of the rim.
So 2:10 to go. 49-28, Punxsutawney. Second one is good. So 49-29, Corey's first point of the second half here after having four in the first. Punxsutawney moving the ball again on offense, quickly passing. That's a long, long three by Punxy, and that's good. That was a very nice shot by number 10. That's Greibel, and that extends that Punxsutawney lead 52-29 with a minute 46 to go. That's going to be Dixon inside, and that's going to be Callie Dixon with two more.
Nice spin around power move from the foul line.
Yeah, she did a nice job. It's going to be turned over Punxy going the other way. 52-31, 1:36 to go. Great move at the offensive end by Dixon. Great defense at the other end here. So we got number 12, Miller, checking in for Corey Dixon. Great little game there by Corey. You know, she had four in the first, one free throw in the second, 5 points here. So Johnson over the timeline. Good screen by Dixon. And that's Johnson with a three. No good. Here comes Punxsutawney back the other way. That's a little layup by... Powell, and so Powell's got, I think, 18. Is that right, James?
Yep.
So 54-31, 18, couple off her average that, you know, we're kind of guessing at that because she scored 25, 19, 20 in those games. So we think it's right around 20 points. And again, a nice little two-man game here by the Lady Chucks. They missed the layup, punched out by the Lady Owls, but Punxy's able to run it down. We got 49 seconds to go here, and Lady Chucks with another layup, and it's good, 44 seconds. So that's 56-31. Lady Chucks here with 36 seconds to go. Johnson over the timeline. Ball stolen by Punxsutawney. They're racing back the other way. Layup is no good. Dixon with a rebound, and she's fouled. I think... That's going to be shooting two.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'm not sure. I think the referee was trying to get a whistle to get. There's five Punxsutawney girls waiting in front of this scoring table at 25 seconds ago. Game on hand. I really don't believe it was a foul. I don't really realize he thought that there was five team fouls because he was pointing back to the end line. He kind of thought we would just get a whistle, get the team in. But unfortunately, we're going to go to the other end. And fortunately for us, we're to the other end shoot two. Dixon did miss the first one. So it's a wholesale change here by Punxsutawney. Five on, five off. Looks like some of the JV folks are in the game. And it's 25 seconds to go, 31-56 Punxy.
Second one's up and good by Kaylee Dixon.
Okay. Strong, strong half there by Kaylee. She's got eight. Keene also has eight in the second half here. So Punxsutawney moving the ball. 14 seconds. Another baseline drive. That's going to be a foul on Carter. 12 seconds. So it looks like Punks is going to go to line for two here. First shot up, no good. So again, 12 seconds to go here. Punxy at the line, shooting the back end of the free throws here. Second shot up, and that one's good. So it's 57 to 32. Bradford going back the other way. It's going to be tipped out. It's going to be Bradford ball. 5 seconds to go. They're going to inbound. Let's see if we can get a quick shot off and end with a bucket here. Again, 57-32 Lady Owls on the short side of the scoreboard here. That's going to be Carter. Shot up, almost up and in. No good. It's going to be out of bounds. Punxy, 1.3 seconds. So Bradford's going to get another look at it here. That was a nice shot by Carter, about a 12-footer. Just rolled out. So Bradford will get another look. Let's see what we could do here. Throws it inside to Dixon. Tried to tap it up and no good. So that's going to end it. Lady Chucks win 57-32. Punxy. We'll come back here for some post-game wrap-up stats. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owls Nest here at Bradford Area High School as the Lady Owls drop their D9 opener 57-32 to the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. Gavin Piscatelli here with the final game stats.
Yeah, so to start with the Lady Chucks, eight players got in the scorebook today. Leading scorer was Avery Powell, 18 points. As we said, rough estimate, we believe she averages 20, so just two off the mark. And then from there, Olivia Burkett with four, Riley Doversmith with six, Danielle Griebel with 12, Emily McMahon with nine, Natalie Burkett with three, Emily Wisneski with four, and Ella White came into the end of the game and hit a free throw for her 1 point. As for the Lady Owls, 32 points by three players. They were led by Callie Dixon, scored nine in the first half, eight in the second for a total of 17. Her sister Corey put in five tonight, and then a very strong second half from Haley Keene. And she just had two in the first half, but she went off for eight in the second to get into double figures. So again, 17 from Callie Dixon, five from Corey Dixon, and 10 from Haley Keene.
Yeah, so you know the Lady Owls, they fall to 1-4 on the season. Punxsutawney, they improved to 5-0. Yeah, I mean it was you know, Gavin, it was just that rocky start there for the Lady Owls. They found themselves down 24-3 there in the first quarter, but you know won the second quarter and you know hung tough in those third and fourth quarters. I mean, if we would have started the game at that minute 30 to go in the first quarter, I know that's not how you do it, but if you do it, it's a much different game there.
Absolutely.
You know, just a young team here by the Lady Owls. You know, they really only go about seven deep on the bench. You know, Punxy's going about 10 deep over there. A lot of fresh legs, a lot of fresh players. And like you said, you know, Powell led that way with 18. But I'll tell you, I was impressed by the leading scorers there for the Lady Owls there with Callie Dixon with 17, Haley Keene, the young freshman, with 10, and Callie's sister Corey Dixon there with 5. So, again, you know, that's Lady Owls fall 57-32 here at the Owls Nest in their District 9 League action opener. Next broadcast is going to be Monday night. It's going to be the boys on the road at Ridgeway. And James Patrick will have that call for you. So that's a wrap here from, again, the Owls Nest. Final score, Punxsutawney 57. Lady Owls 32 for Nick Young back at the station, James Patrick, Gavin Piscatelli. This is Brian Piscatelli. It's been our pleasure. It's Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.